Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Dave?
Yes.
Hey, Dave, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's going good. How about you?
It's going fantastic. Thanks for asking. I can never complain. The sun came up today.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I know you were speaking with Kara, my mapping coordinator. She does a fantastic job at explaining the basics here. But did you have any questions on how the service worked for you at all or anything like that?
It's basically just populating the so people can find it, right?
Yeah, based off of just the services that you provide. So they won't necessarily need to know your name, but just like searching a service in your area, then people would find you on that first page and they can just click to contact you directly at that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Are you doing anything right now? I do see you have a website. Do you have like a Facebook page or a home advisor or anything like that at the moment?
Yeah, there's a Facebook page. And
okay.
There is. I'm on home advisor. I just signed up for that.
Gotcha. Okay. And you haven't started receiving any of the leads yet, right? Because you just signed up.
No, I have it paused right now. I have it paused for the next 2 weeks. Finishing up a job, and then I'm going to start make it active.
Okay, gotcha. And then for the listing for Google, you're pretty new, but have you submitted anything out to get that listing up yet, or have you not even messed with it yet?
But to get the listing up yet, what do you mean?
So, like, what happens to get verified through Google is you have to send in information about your business. We take care of that for you, but I like to always ask our clients if they've already started that process, because if they have, then we can just pick up where you guys have left off with Google, and then it's a faster process that way.
I don't know. I haven't done anything with Google.
Okay.
Yes, but I don't know if HomeAdvisor does that or not.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Yeah, HomeAdvisor is just, you're basically paying HomeAdvisor to stay on their platform and their platform only. So they funnel in traffic to their platform, and then they vet those leads out to you and whoever else is doing the same type of work in your area for those leads. So not only are you going to pay per lead, but if you're going to get that lead, you have to contact that lead within a certain time frame, or I've seen it happen before, you know, that lead gets called by somebody else. So that's how that happens. What we do is we put you on Google as an independent company where customers can just click to call you directly. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with that, though, we would help you get verified through Google. My tech team will do that work and help you once that verification comes. They are going to send a PIN verification in the mail to you. So that's why I was asking if you have ever done that. It's a no, which is fine. We'll help you get that there. But we do what's called a paired service as well, Dave. So anytime somebody does a search on Google, we actually retarget them on Facebook, and we're able to target specific cities and zip codes that you would like to target. So that way you're not necessarily missing out on a prospect that got busy with life, and we can follow them over to Facebook and say, hey, you know, remember you were checking out Home Decors LLC, and then they'll be able to click to call you directly from there as well. Now, it's always set at a flat rate, so you're never paying per lead, per job, you know, per call, anything like that. And then also, allocate those? It is monthly. It is set on a month-to-month basis at a flat rate. Let me jump into that for you there, and then I can tell you more about the program itself, okay? The new in business credit, you do have the monthly rates. Okay, it's set at a flat rate month to month. For a new in business credit, it's a reduced rate from the original pricing that we have on our website. So on our website, typically something like this costs $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. Okay, with the new in business credit, you get a reduced rate all the way down to just $249 month to month. So you get over a 50% discount. And then the setup fee, instead of it being $299, it goes all the way down to just a $99 setup fee. So your out the door is $348, and then it's $249 month to month after that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now from that $249, we do allocate $100 of that each month to your Facebook retargeting campaign. So that's very important, and I always get questions on that with my clients. Do I have to budget for that? That answer is no. We take that on for you, so you always have just that flat rate that you would stay at for $249. So whether you get 10 jobs or you get 30 jobs in a month, it never fluctuates on you, right? And that's just an example there for you. But it is to allow you to grow at the pace that you want. Now, also too, expectations. I don't want you to think tomorrow you're going to be on the first page of Google. we do have to send out a PIN verification to you. So it does take around 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page of Google for all the services that you provide. Now, that being said, we will have those Facebook retargeting campaigns up and running within 7 to 14 days. So right around when you're going to finish your job, that's when those campaigns will be out and running and people can start to contact you at that point, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the benefit to this program too, Dave, and this is why you're going to love it, is we have a tracking system for you. So everything that we do, you're able to follow along with us. We actually work hand in hand with you and give you updates, but at the same time too, we actually give you what's called an account dashboard, okay? You're able to log in there. You're able to see how many customers and clicks you're getting from Google. You're able to see what you're being listed for, location of searches. You're also able to see how well that Facebook campaign is running for you as well. Okay, that's going to be all in one area for you, so that way you can check on that month to month. All right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, with us, Dave, we do not work with everybody in the area. We only work with one company per industry per area. So what that means is once we do secure the listing, we are not working with any of your competitors. Reason being, there's two. One, we're Google Premier Channel Partner. They don't allow us to work with everybody once we secure the listing. And the reason for that is the second reason. There's only a handful of spots on that first page of Google. We can't work with everybody in getting them to the first page because it's a conflict of interest at that point. And we want to make sure that you get the results you're looking for. So once we do fill this listing, we do close that category out for you. Now, with this being an exclusive listing, Dave, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can get you verified and up on that first page of Google so that way customers can just contact you directly, right?
Right.
Okay. For Home Decors LLC, for your
it's
office.
Home Doctors LLC.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me make the change.
It's okay.
Okay. Home Doctors LLC. Okay. Yes. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. Are you working out of an office or are you just working out of your home? Where would you like me to send that PIN verification to you?
You could send it to my home address.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are for the home address.
45 South Country Squire Road.
South Squire Road.
Yeah, Palos Heights.
Okay. Now, this is your home address, and then the zip code is the 60463?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hide this address, so that way nobody knows where you live. On your Google Business profile, it's just going to have the city, the state, and the zip code, and obviously, too, the phone number and the website that you have. But that way, nobody knows where you live, but we still are able to send out that PIN verification to you at that time, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then for the business phone number that you want your customers to contact you on, that's the 708-253-3787. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Dave, is that your first name or is that your nickname?
It's my first name. Well, okay. For David, first name.
Okay, David. I figured. And then what's your last name, Dave?
G-U-E-L.
G-U-E-L. Okay. And then what's a good email address for you?
Dave@homedoctors.pro.
.pro. Dave at home. And that's doctors with an S, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then your central time, or do you guys fall into the eastern time?
The central.
Central. Okay. And then for the services that you want to be providing where customers can find you, are you doing like remodeling? Are you doing new builds? What is your kind of bread and butter that you would like customers for the services you provide there?
Like basic handyman services, more like okay. I want to gear it more towards the service end of it. But, you know, bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels, can do that. And doors, like what, I don't know, like what do you want? A list of everything that I do, or?
Yeah, so I just want to make sure that we program you to the first page for the services that you provide. So when somebody searches handyman near me, and that's what you want to be, you know, known for, then I want to make sure that Home Doctors LLC comes up, right? Or if somebody
right. Well,
says,
that's fine. Handyman yeah. near me, that's a good one. Okay.
Or if I do like a bathroom.
But I don't want to alienate myself from. I don't want to alienate myself from longer projects, but I want
right.
to hear more towards the service, you know?
Right, and that's why I was saying you're up to 20 to 15 key phrases. So we can do handyman near me, but also, too, we can program you for bathroom remodeling companies near
yeah,
me.
That's
and then
good
home
too.
Doctors will populate at that time of search as well. So that's
okay.
why I was just saying you got bathrooms, you got kitchens. Are you guys doing flooring?
No, I'm not. I can do flooring.
But do you
but
want
I'm not
to?
Specializing in hardwood flooring. Yeah, you know? Like.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure.
You can put it in there. Yeah, it's like.
Or you can do vinyl flooring. Do you do vinyl flooring or
you
tile?
You can do vinyl flooring, you know, Pergo, Click Lock, tile. Do hardwood also. It's a longer process. Need, you know.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And then my tech team is going to reach out to you. They are going to call you. They're just going to make sure that they have everything correct for you as well. So they are going to just verify the services there. I'm just going to give them this for right now. And then they can,
yeah.
When they call you, they can just verify and just make sure, like, if you want to be, you know, search for anything else. At that point, you can let them know. These aren't set in stone. So if you ever do want to target something else, you could absolutely call in and let us know and we can make those changes for you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, for the listing here, Dave, I'm going to secure it. How do you want to secure the listing here? Are you going to use a business credit card? Are you going to use a debit card?
They're actually supposed to send my business credit card in the mail. I've been using a debit card. I'd like to use the corporate credit card for any advertising.
Okay. I can still use a regular card, but what I can do, though, for you is I can still send you the invoice in a business form, so it's still going to have the home doctor, so it can still be written off as a 100% tax write-off, even if you do use your regular card.
Okay.
I can still
do
that.
How long is, so there's no contract, right?
It's all month-to-month, sir. Yeah.
It takes, what would you say, an average of 3 to 6 months in order to get to the front?
No. Only 30 to 45 days to get to the first page of Google. Yeah. So we actually ask for a 2-month verbal agreement. So that way we can get everything programmed correctly there. But that's when you're going to start to see the maximum results within that 30 to 45 days. But that's why we do rely on the Facebook campaign within those first month, because we are able to get that up and running within 7 to 14 days. So very quickly on that. And I do.
Can you send me over your contact information right now to my email so I know exactly the company that I'm dealing with and everything?
Sure. Yeah, give me one sec. Let me – and that's at the Dave let me see. The DaveHomeDoctors.pro, correct?
Yeah, Dave@HomeDoctors.pro.
Okay, let me send this to you really quickly. Okay, I'm just making this right now for you, and then I'm going to send it over to you. Yeah, we've actually been in business for 19 years, so we're going on our 20th year. We'll have our anniversary in December.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah. And we've been around for a while, so. And still growing, too, especially with all this technology coming out.
Yeah, it seems like it's everything's going to be doing its job, you know, on its own.
Yeah, with AI and everything like that, you're absolutely right. And that's why it's so important. Everybody nowadays, especially in your guys' area, technology is growing so fast, everybody Googles anything that they look up. I think my grandma, that's like 86 years old, even uses Google. She'll tell me, just Google it. Look it up.
Honestly, I can't stand when people say that, but, you know, that's the catchphrase.
Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from, but I mean, that's the world we live in now, but two, I mean, that's the way like humanity is going. They're going with, you know, online businesses. Also too, it's a good way to just be able to search somebody that's in your area that has a good reputation, that you know who they are, you know what they do and how they can do it. And it's a good way for them to find you easier than just having to know somebody at that point, right? But I did send you that email, so did you get it? It is coming from charliemolenkamp@localsplash.com. It should read CM Molenkamp, which is my last name.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, no problem. And then what I did right there, let's see. So everything that we talked about is in there. You'll get another one of these once you do secure the listing. So I did just send it to you right now. But it does have the pricing in there for the $249 month-to-month with the one-time setup fee of $99. And then it has the full breakdown of everything that we will do for you as well with the first page placements, the Facebook campaigns, and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, no, I did get it. I'm looking at it.
Okay. Yeah, so that's our company. And then you do have links on the bottom as well. So if you do go to the pricing packages there, the pricing packages are a little higher. Like I said, for us, you were able to get the new in business credit. So I was able to dock off $350 for you on the month-to-month service. So you do get that credit there. And then I was able to dock off another $200 for your setup fee because you have that new in business credit.
I appreciate that, Charlie. I do. I'm trying to get started here, and I'm trying to conserve as much as I can because I'm limited on how much I can spend on my
your budget.
Advertising with, yeah. So I mean,
yeah. 100%.
Tapped right now to start. I kind of want to see how this home advisor is going to work because I'm on a budget with them already. You know.
Yeah. So, yeah. Can I be quite frank with you on that platform?
Yeah.
Just because I've been doing this for a while, and I know you're new into, like, the business and I'm sure, like, to the advertising world, it's kind of hit or miss with the home advisor. I don't know if you're familiar with the FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission. They've actually been sued for $7.2 million in the last year. Because of the leads that they were giving out, I actually just talked to a gentleman an hour ago who has Angie's leads. He's about to cancel them because he's on the same setup you are. He's been in business for 3-4 years. And it seems like he was saying that when he gets a lead, people are just kicking tires. They're going there. They're like, oh, I just wanted to see pricing. And the bad thing about it is even if you don't get that lead, you still have to pay per lead. And I have a soft spot for small business owners because my dad's one. He's actually been in business for 30 years. So I know where you're coming from when you're saying like, hey, I'm new. I don't have the startup cost.
I'm spending more in, I might, and to tell you the truth, I might not even need the service right away anyway. So, I mean, the word of mouth travels fast. I'm just trying to get up and running.
That's why Google is the best word of mouth out there too, because now that you're able to get people that you're already doing work from, they can start to leave you good reviews on Google. If you leave reviews on Angie's and then you leave, those reviews actually stay on Angie's. Whereas if you leave reviews on Google and you say, hey, you know, I like the service, but I'm ready to move on. Like, I don't need any more work right now. I'm pretty booked out for months at a time. You actually keep your Google business profile for the life of you being in business with us, with all your reviews, pictures, everything like that. The only thing that we stop is we just stop the programming to that first page. So now you have the foundation built for your business long term. And now people can still search for your company and still find you in that local area and start to give you, you know, reviews, one or two business, because they're leaving you those reviews. A lot of our clients actually come over from Angie's leads. That's why I was just trying to save you there.
I appreciate it. Brand new. I'm just trying to get my feet wet. Fill my schedule here, but I am on a limited budget as far as advertising goes right now. And I need to consider what I can and can't do in the next 2 weeks after I finish this job, and then I'm going to see.
Yeah.
Give it 1 week and see if 1 or 2 weeks. Yeah, or so I know I need to be on Google anyway, but I just can't. I don't think I can afford to do both. That's up, you know.
Yeah, what I would suggest then. I mean, this is up to you. I know I sent you over the deal where it includes the Facebook campaign. It is $348 out the door today. If I'm able to waive that setup fee and just start you at the $249, is that something that you would be able to do?
I just don't want to. I really appreciate everything you're doing, and I do intend on doing this. I just don't think I can afford it right this second to commit to every month have that being charged until I know exactly what I'm getting the best result from.
You know, right, and that's why we're able to track everything for you, because you'll be able to see the results coming in, whereas with Angie's leads, you're going to get the calls, you're going to get leads, that's not an issue, you're going to get numbers, you're going to get leads, that's not going to be the problem. The problem is turning those leads into customers, and I've seen it time and time again where I try to save people with new businesses. They want to go with Angie's leads, and then I call them in 2-3 months, and they've just wasted money. And I'm just trying to say, hey, there's a hole right there. Don't step in it, because I've been doing this for about 5 to 10 years, right? So I know how the online deals work. In Angie's, what they do is they do advertising through Google. They're one of Google's biggest advertisers. What they do is they funnel traffic over to their platform, and then they resell you that lead at a higher cost. What we do is we're just going to list you there as an independent company, so that way you don't have to pay those high lead fees and save you some money on a month-to-month term while also making you money on the back end.
All right, fine.
So what I can do is I can help you there, and I can waive the setup fee for you. I can make it as – this is going to be the best package possible to get you up and running as fast as possible. But then also, too, you'll have the best pricing. And then I can just start you out at that flat rate for the $249 month-to-month.
And then I can cancel it whenever I want?
Whenever you want. I take you through a voice verification, and I'll read it to you right now. I'll just read you the last line because I will – tell you right now, it does say you may discontinue your agreement at any time or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. I give you our support number here for the account manager, and then it says to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. And that's it. You don't get charged. You don't get a penalty fee or anything like that. We just want to make sure that you give us 3 business days in case, like, your billing falls on a weekend or a holiday or something like that. We want to make sure that doesn't get charged for the next month of service, okay?
All right.
Okay. So I still have your address and everything like that. We are going to send that PIN verification out to you. I have your keywords phrases here. I'm going to put the request in here to dock off the 99, so I will have that done for you. So that's going to just come out to the $249 month-to-month, and you get an additional you don't get the setup fee, so you get an additional points right there for you. For the card that you'd like to secure this on, I know you're just waiting for your business credit card. So do you want to put this on just a regular debit card for now and then just let us know when you want to make that transition over to the corporate card?
I'll put it on a Visa.
Okay, but on the card itself, does it read just your first and last name, or does it have your a middle initial?
It has my middle initial.
And what's the middle initial?
And as Nicholas. And
Nicholas. And as Nicholas. Okay. Perfect. And is it the same billing address as the 45 South Country Squire Road?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said it was a Visa. Okay. Now, I'm not going to charge the card right now. I'm still going to take you through a security question I'm going to set up for you and then the voice verification. But I am going to take down the information right now, so I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay, hang on.
Okay. And then onboarding call I have. And Dave, all right, can you still hear me? Oh, you actually put me on a hold. I was going to say, I wonder what his schedule is for... Okay, here I have that for you. Let me see. We have Dave does not have a Google Business profile as of now. We're going to send that out to the 45 South Country Square Road, Pelos Heights, Illinois, 60463. You have handyman services, basic handyman services, so doors, light fixtures, drywall patching. Okay, you also have bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling, you have vinyl flooring,
tile, hardwood, perfect. And then he would go out, he's going to go out into a 5 to 10 mile radius. Okay.
Sorry about that, Charlie. I still got this other guy on hold. So can I give you the card number now?
Okay. Yeah, you can. Give me one sec. Let me get back over there. I was typing everything up for you. No worries. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. 4003-4486-2521-8201. Expiration 0925.
Okay, and then the security code on the back of that?
671.
Okay, and then I'm going to set up what's called a security question for you. So every time we do call you, we are going to ask you this. This is just to protect you for us as well as you, okay? So you can have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first
mother's
pet.
Mother's maiden name is Donovan.
Okay.
D-O-N-O-V-A-N.
D-O-N.
Hang on, man. I got to get back to this other call. Hold on.
Okay. Go ahead. It was Donovan. D-O-N-V-A-N. D-O-N. B-A-N. Perfect. I just... Donovan. They... Don... Ah, I put a space there. My bad. Donovan. I hate how, like, I can't see. I can't see what is written here. Okay, so we got Donovan there. We are going to secure the listing at the 249 for him. So he will have that there. Geo, tough one. In-N-Out Burger, get him In-N-Out Burger. Yes, sir. Okay, so while I wait for him, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up the CI notes, and we're going to go with Rev. We got David, goes by Dave, so make sure we put that. It's going to be Dave. Yep, and then Dave. And then we got his middle initial is the N. Best phone number is going to be 708-253-3787. Preferred language is going to be English. Services that we offer here, he's going to do basic, handyman. That's going to be one word, isn't it? Yeah, handyman services. We're going to do bathroom remodeling. Remodeling. We also got kitchen, remodeling. We also got vinyl flooring. tile flooring. Tile flooring is kind of crazy too. So, and then hardwood flooring. A hardwood flooring. Yep. Okay. Vinyl is spelled just like that.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. I just hung up with the other guy.
No worries. I'm just setting your stuff up here for you as while you were doing that, just to kind of get this done for you in the manner of time. Question here, though. You are licensed and insured, correct?
Yeah, I have insurance. There's no state license for
stuff like
general.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then my tech team is going to reach out to you for an onboarding call. That call, they're going to just verify everything is correct with us. So I was raised by a blue-collar worker and my dad, and he would always tell me, measure twice, cut once. So that's what we do here. We actually verify twice, and then we publish once. So I want to make sure when my tech team does call you, they are going to verify everything is correct that I'm going to send over to them. What's a good time for them to call you? That call is going to take anywhere from maybe like 20 to 30 minutes.
That's fine.
I have an availability today. If it's okay with you, it would be at 3 p.m. your time.
That should be okay.
Okay. I'm going to set that up for you right now. I'm going to also, it's going to come in a Google Calendar, but it's going to come via email to you. And then that way, they'll reach out to you then. Let me see here. I can't believe this. We're already in April.
Well, yeah.
It's going by quick. And we got, okay, perfect. And you don't need one. So I'm going to put on here, doesn't need a state license. So that's good. Sometimes they just ask because going from state to state, some states are, they require licensing. So we always have to just make sure for the Google verification.
I have insurance and a bond with the city of Phthalus Heights.
Okay.
And,
so yeah. You're bonded and insured?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And
then
you
no state licensing because I'm not doing plumbing work or
more like
know,
heavy electrician or something like that.
Yeah, it's all just kind of general
contracting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And I know you do like a 10 to 15 mile radius, but are you wanting to populate or target specific cities or zip codes or anything like that?
Yeah, because I don't want to go east of Western Avenue.
Okay.
Or, I just did all of that on the, I could give you a list of the zip codes, but there's a ton of them.
Yeah, so actually what I'll do is save those for when the tech team gives you a call. Keep those handy for you. And then when they give you a call, they can take those down for you. I'll make a note here that you have a list and that you're going to give it to them.
All right.
It has a list of zip codes. Okay. And then what's your what's going to be, what's going to be your hours of operation here?
It'll be 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay. So Saturdays and Sundays are the rest days?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay. 7 a.m. you have to 6 p.m. and that's what that's going to show. I'm going to say Saturday through Sunday is going to be closed. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So I have all that stuff set in there for you. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to read you voice verification really quickly. This is just going to be the outline agreement of what we're going to do for you. This is going to be an added protection for you for the price itself. That price will be in there, so that's never going to jump on you. Unfortunately, we live in a day and age where inflation is real and it does get expensive. Yeah. But even if inflation continues to rise, you're always going to be locked in at that rate, grandfathered in at that 249 price. That's never going to fluctuate, okay?
All right.
Okay, so give me 1 second. Let me pull up this voice verification for you really quickly. Okay. If you have any questions, Dave, you can say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I can verify or rephrase it. Sometimes some of these questions can get a little weird, but I'll do my best to pronunciate them correctly to you, okay?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Home Doctors, LLC.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
David Gould, CEO.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Dave, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree?
I don't want a bunch of advertising, though.
No. So this is basically a protection for you. So sometimes we get people that call our customers pretending that they are Local Splash because we're big. We've been in business for 19 years. So that's why I set that security question up for you, because we always want to make sure that you're talking to us. So if somebody calls you and says, hey, we need more money for your Google business profile, and you're like, well, are you Local Splash? And they say yes. You say, well, what's my security question? And if they can't answer that, hang the phone up and then call us directly, and then we'll take care of it at that point. We'll do an investigation on that, okay? It's always okay to protect you as the customer, okay? That's why we had that put in place for you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number here for you. Do you want it to write it down right now, or do you want me to just email it to you?
Email, please.
Will do. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, you already let us know about Angie's. So that's fine. Your payment for initial term and account setup, again, you have the new in business credit, and then I was able to give you an extra credit there to waive the account setup, will be charged today, which is April 17th, in the non-refundable amount of just the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Dave, you may discontinue your agreement or pause your agreement at any time by contacting our client support number at 877-635-6225. That's the number I'm going to email you. To prevent the charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So now I can stop sounding like a robot here. You are going to get a couple of text messages and emails from us. They are going to be welcome text messages and emails.
I sent you the email for my tech team for 3 p.m. Central Time. So you do have that in your inbox. And I'm just waiting for this really quickly. Perfect. Okay. I do want to say congratulations. Everything did go through over here. I want to welcome you formally to Local Splash. We're like a family here, Dave. If you have any questions, if you need help with anything, if you need to, you know, target a specific city, zip code, you want to change anything, please reach out to us. That's our job. Let us know. That way we can fulfill what you want us to do as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. You should have received a couple of text messages. Did you receive one that says, Dave, thanks for choosing Local Splash? Well, it's going to say David. It's going to say, David, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice that we have on file to your email.
I didn't get anything to the phone.
To the phone yet? Okay. It could take a little bit here. Just give me, let me see here. Interesting.
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay. It took a little bit. I heard the buzz there. Okay, so there's going to be a link right there. Okay, that's just going to be the terms and agreements. That's what I read off to you. You're going to click that link. It's going to take you to that page, and then it's going to have two checkboxes on the bottom. It's going to say, I agree to receive.
No, this is something different. Somebody sent me. Just says, hi, Dave, by the way. Yeah, I didn't get any text message. This is something else.
Okay, interesting. It said it just sent out right now. Let's see. I guess it says it hasn't been received yet. So, and you haven't received it yet, is that correct?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let my tech team know. They'll be able to send it to you in an email form so they can walk you through that process. Reason why I wanted you to do it now is because it would take you to our login page for the dashboard that we're going to set up for you. But I'll have them do that on the onboarding call when they reach out to you at 3 p.m. Does that sound fair enough? Because I know you're working right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Everything else is sent to you in your email, so you have those. And then I'm going to start working on your account, sending it over to my tech team. As of now, Dave, do you have any questions for me for anything?
David, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept the subscription term.
That's it right there. Yes, sir. So you would just click that link. It's going to have two check boxes on there. It's going to say, I agree to receive text messages. Just in case you don't answer, we can just send you a quick update. And then the other one is saying you are the card authorization holder. You're going to sign your name, David N. G-U-E-L. I think it's, how do you say that? Is it Ghoul?
Yeah.
David N. Ghoul. And then you're going to hit confirm. And then that's going to take
local splash username password.
Okay, perfect. That's going to be where you're going to be able to see everything going on for the tracking system. My tech team is going to give you the username and password on the onboarding call. They're going to build this out for you so that way you can have that for tracking the metrics, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. So you have everything there. We're all set to go. I do have that spot booked up for you for 3 p.m. We are going to reach back out to you. As of right now, do you have any questions for me, David?
No, thank you, sir.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate the time. And then I'll call you in a couple hours, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll with you, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Take Bye-bye. Care.